This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guys Mail Sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys Mail Sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear. And we might read it on the
That big old sack, tickle it.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com.
Still works.
Yeah, it does.
Yep.
I am at the point right now where I don't know which one to start with. Like, what? I want to pick one that I can, you know, give them all plenty of time.
How bad are they?
No, they're not bad.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting a cold or sinus or something. I hate it. Ugh.
See you next Monday.
No,
it's,
no, it's just
the weather can't make up its mind.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. The other day it's cold, and it's cold like this morning. It's
like Saturday, I was out there with the freaking cows, and it was
Otis.
Hot.
I loved
and
it.
And then as soon as the sun went down, it got cold. It was like
those goats, man. I bet those baby goats are getting bigger.
They are. They are.
They'll start getting some nubs here soon.
Do they talk back?
They're just. I feel like they're always laughing at me.
At least they're not fainting.
Look at this guy.
You jerks.
It's like Otis told a funny joke and
they're
just
not fainting.
At him.
They're like, we're so jealous. We just have goatees that he has like the full thing.
Otis is like, what do you call me without legs?
What? Ground beef.
Oh, Otis. I would love on Otis.
Damn, hang on now.
Well, that he's horny, too. The horns off his head.
Otis is a horse, by the way.
No, he's not.
he's not like Leo Darkbar, because he'll kick people.
God, that's the horse's name. I was trying to remember it the other day. The horse she grew up with.
Leo Darkbar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact, was that a middle name or a last name?
That's his whole name.
Okay, so he doesn't have a middle name.
No.
He was like Black Stallion, I imagine.
Yeah, he'd walk around and kick people.
That's my kind of
a-hole horse.
Give you some sweet chin music. All right, I'm going to start with this one. We'll just get this out of the way. Not out of the way. What am I saying?
Okay.
Hello. And I want to point out too, Fatboy can verify that these are all real email. Like he copies and pastes them on a sheet and emails it to me. But like he puts the what do you call it? The transcription of the email and what time they sent it and all. He copies all that into.
Yeah, so usually answer the ones that aren't good enough for the sack.
Right. Okay. Hello. I heard Paige say that she wanted to be more spontaneous on one of your segments a week or so ago. So, Paige, I am formally asking you out for lunch some Saturday. My treat, of course. I'm 55, 6'3", 260, gray graying hair, brown graying hair. Bray, gray beard, born and raised in Asheville, North Carolina, but I currently reside in Charlotte.
So he's a lesbian.
So that's your middle name, or your first name. Four things. No baggage, no drama, no children, no genitals. No, I'm kidding, the last one. No social media, nothing. Ooh. So just thought I would be spontaneous. I did not include a picture, but I can if need be. Sincerely, should I read his name? Philip M. Little.
Nice.
So I don't know, like, the fact that he doesn't have social media.
That was
the only reason why he hadn't sent you a
picture. That's kind of strange.
That, you know what? I kind of agree with that. Like, I get it, and I'm jealous
of it,
too.
How could you live without social media, though?
Well, you know what? I could show you if I didn't have this job. Like, I really want to say that. Like,
you would not be on
them. I wouldn't if
you don't have social media, there's only two reasons why. You either don't care or you're kind of dumb to it. Like, you don't know how to figure it out, how to start one. Well, I don't know which one's worse.
I don't either. I just think, like, there's that like, I took a picture of my daughter the other day. She's like, don't post that one. And I'm like, I don't post every single picture I take. But, you know, a lot of them I do. But, okay, so anyway, what do you think about Philip Page? You want his info? He's got a great first name.
He sounds like he's a good time, and he only wants, like, Saturday afternoons.
He's a big dude. What did he say, 6'3", 260?
Yeah.
I mean, that's big.
I like the height, but at this point in my life, I don't really have time to go out on dates.
See, I didn't know what her overall situation was as far as, like, wanting to date.
Right. But are you just... I'm not going to ask a woman that. Wouldn't be fair.
No, please.
Let me ask.
Are you looking for just a friend with benefits?
Actually, I'm not looking for anything right now. I'm just trying to get through school.
Would you take that, though, if it offered?
Thanks a lot, Melissa.
You know, I'd go get a hooker in Las Vegas.
Because it would be on her terms. She could call the dude up and say, look, I'm ready right now. Drill me like a 2x4.
It would have to be a certain time when I get off work and, you know, everything is perfect and I don't have to worry about anything.
Because the guys don't get attached in that situation, right? I don't know how it works.
The women not supposed to.
Okay. The women, like, they're going to get attached.
I think it's the other way around.
Well, you know, like, the women got the whole, I gotta be in love with the guy before I hook up with him type thing.
Well, generally, you have to be attracted to him, and that kind of plays into part that you have to have some kind of something.
I feel like you could go around town just slaying it.
I could.
But I feel like you kind of want to.
Any woman could.
Hey, yep.
That is
all
true.
All you have to do is say yes.
To the dress.
That's the balance that you have, like, in nature, that women are wired to go out and, like men are to like crave that, like, they,
some of them are, though,
they like it, but it doesn't mean they crave it, like, you know.
Well,
but like I said, it's not rewarding for me to just have sex, because I'm not going to get anything if he doesn't last in it, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you're done, thank you, bye-bye.
Dear Philip, how long do your sexual sessions usually last?
Ask him. I can imagine what he's going to say. It's like, oh, man, just like all night, to be honest
I
with you.
Like to make out and kiss.
It's funny you say that, because I can't. So
I can't
as long
kiss
as you
anybody.
Can, I can, because I can't, if you know
and
what I mean.
I just, you know.
It's the fact that you like to do that stuff, which I get it, kind of kills the whole friend with benefits situation.
It does. I like to be held. I like to, you know.
Spoon.
Get choked.
No. Hey, why would I like to choke somebody?
No, they're choking you.
Oh, okay.
Why would you choke them? It didn't work that way.
God, Paige.
God, you're doing it backwards.
Not a murderer.
You know, I feel like you want somebody to put you in a rear naked choke. And
it's them two veins you catch right there on the neck. I'm not comfortable doing it. I'm not.
No, I've never asked somebody to do that for me.
No.
Well, you never find out until you do it. If somebody likes it, I guess.
Yeah, but like.
Like, oh, stop that in 10 minutes, please.
It's just
10 minutes.
It would be a
you'd be dead long
awkward
that.
Situation though. Plus, it would like make it would scar sex for you. Like if you died while you were in coitus, if someone died.
Yeah, it might.
Like look what it did to Betty White.
Yeah, I feel like it would affect a woman more so than it would a man.
Yeah, didn't she die with Stanley making love? Who was it?
I forgot what the angle was on the show.
I don't know.
It's not wrestling.
Was it Blanche? Was it?
No, it was
she went through
the one from St. Olaf.
Oh, that was Rose, yeah.
Okay, and then her Rose husband Nyland. Died while they were having sex, I thought. Was it Blanche?
It might have been Blanche. I mean, Rose, I don't think they ever alluded to her even, you know. Yeah. Having, you know, such vile.
Yeah, she probably was a virgin. Okay.
She do other stuff. Blanche go all the way. Rose do other stuff with you. She makes you stay above the waist.
Yeah, right. My pokey bosom. Okay. I don't want to do another, a lot about Paige.
Why?
Because, like, you know, like, I don't know what's happened the past couple weeks, but we think one of your extra jobs is like a comedy camp or something. Cause you've been off the hook.
I'll read this one. I got to censor it a little bit, I think, personally. Paige's blank lesbian voice had me looking like a drunk driver. I was laughing so hard. You guys should do a Ring of Fire, but instead of celebrities, you come up with blank lesbian jokes on the fly. Quality radio that day, guys and girl. Chelsea. I believe that was Chelsea Handler, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what you blanked out now.
I think in the context of, you can't take a double shot like that. You can't say, like, oh, man, you're a gay homosexual. It doesn't make sense. It's just, like, dumb. Okay.
I know what you mean.
I say it all the way, because if you can say sus for suspect and, you know, what's the other one that we shortened down? But other words, you can't shorten it down because it turns it into a slur.
Too many.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, yes. You know,
I don't even know how that came to pass while I was doing that. I honestly don't.
I believe you.
I do too. I think she legit forgets when she leaves here.
Well, I do.
What happened?
I mean, I forget. People will bring up stuff, and I'm like, God, I don't remember that. Was that recently? That was on today's show.
Yep.
Well, what would we say?
I feel you're burning the two-header at both ends. You really are.
Oh. And she got one of those from Adam and Eve.
She really did. Mm-hmm. She got the, what they call the...
Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
What do you call
it? She takes it, puts it here, and then takes it over the top, and then puts it back there, too.
Yeah, like you scrub your back. It's like a tire iron. It's a four-way.
Oh, my God.
It's like a half circle.
That's
why you got three friends.
Did you get that in your bag?
No.
Damn it, Alyssa.
I don't have three friends. You got to have three friends to use that sucker.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't get a bag. I got a box. All right.
Oh, my God.
So, Paige, you have been on fire, for sure.
I don't mean to be.
I don't mean to be. You can't take a compliment to save your life.
She can take something else, but not a compliment.
Oof. No, several. I just can't take that.
I'll tell you what else she wants to take.
A break?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
I don't mean to Seacrest you, but I got to.
All right, when we come back, somebody takes me to school about stuff that I have said in the past. Maybe as little as last week. And then something about that horny college professor that called in. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Talking about she hunts. She dates former students.
Because the guy before her was seeing his teacher.
Right, yeah.
Old teacher.
So we will get to that. You can email theriseguys@aol.com. And good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's your fault, Paige.
It is.
It was on the fly. It was hilarious, though, the setup for it.
Why? What did she think it was?
She couldn't remember what it was, but the conversation that brought us to that was a pocket blankie that you would get at like an Adam and Eve.
I said if someone had a pocket blankie,
yes,
and I pickpocketed it, that I pickpocket their pocket blankie.
And then that's what got her thinking about the song.
Yes, thank you.
She's like, wasn't that a song?
Wasn't it a song, girl? Pocket Full of Pocket Blankies?
Got a pocket full of sunshine. That's Katrina in the Waves.
Was it Hot Pocket Full of Blankies? What was it?
Ugh.
I knew what she was talking about. I'm like, I'll play it.
I'm glad you thought on the same wavelength. I like this song.
She thought it was something else.
I don't know.
I like when people get like that, 2 or 3 songs at once.
Who sings this?
This is Natasha Bedingfield. Sister of Daniel Bedingfield. Another pop artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to transition out of it.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It would be like great if that's what a countdown show was. All right, if you say so.
Number 99 on the road to number one.
Oh, Rick Dees. He had a fun little fact about his. I remember getting in the radio. People say, "You know Rick Dees?" I'm like, "No, you dummy."
Oh yeah.
Even though he's from North Carolina, he's not around here.
Or Casey Kasem.
Oh like, man, the legend.
Or even Seacrest. Do you know him? No.
No.
Well, he's in the same building you are. I hear him on. I'm like, no. Well, I mean, you might hear him coming out of this building, but he ain't in this building.
Guess what? I never met Neanderthal.
No. Been on a Zoom call with him, but never met him
in
person.
Guy.
And he goes to the same bathroom, I heard. It's just I'm not here in the afternoons when he is.
Oh. Hey, I saw him on a Zoom call. I never really, like, the night. I mean, and rightfully so.
I never met Diesel.
Like, do first shift and third shift, or first and third. Well, I guess they'd pass
they
the pond off the next morning.
It's like third and second.
But the people wanting that just got there, like trying to do small talk, and the people who just got off are like, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm. Usually, unless you wanted, like, you know, you did the graveyards, you wanted to hang out, see if you can get on the morning show for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
See if you can overstay your welcome a little. Usually you couldn't.
No. Okay.
They want to kick you out.
So.
Time to leave. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, I want to read one more about Paige. I mean, it's the same thing.
She's over, man, right now. She's
question
like,
for Paige. When the hell did you get funny? Isn't that a weird thing? It's like somebody said to me, well, you look good now.
I'm like, why did you look good?
Wow.
That's mean.
Okay.
Why?
Like, so for these last years and years, just look like crap, huh?
You used to be a fat little booger. Now you look good.
Question for Paige. When the hell did you get funny? You had me rolling last week, you bitch. LOL. Don't worry, it's from a woman. You said you were sleep deprived. Well, my suggestion is never sleep again, LOL.
Oh,
keep it
God.
Up. LaQuinda in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I don't know.
What?
LY'QUINDA.
I think you nailed
LaQuinda?
It.
LaQuinda.
Like the hotel?
That's LaQuinda. This is LaQuinda.
LaQuinda.
LaQuinda. LaQuinda.
Like she's never, a queen. LaQuinda.
I don't know any LaQuindas.
Oh, neither.
No, neither.
You'd ask her to send
nice
a picture.
Nice to meet you.
See what she's working with.
You probably Google that one probably relatively fast, I imagine. All right. This one sticks in my shaft
ass.
And I don't like it. My
what? Shaft? Whoa.
I thought you were going to say crawl. Is it a burn
How
the ass?
How do you stick it in your shaft? I
hey,
want to know.
Shut up. Gosh. Oh, my God.
She don't see the line, man.
She doesn't see the line because she doesn't know what the line is. Like, she doesn't see it. Like, I don't get it. Why are you guys laughing?
I said that.
I meant my what grinds my gears.
That's what it was. Sticks in your crawl.
Yeah.
Chaps your ass, whoa, even, you could say.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Matt, man, maybe I'm wrong. I've been happily married for 14 years, and maybe you shouldn't talk about being in therapy so much. Damn. And references that's not nice. To your search for Miss Wright. I know if I were single, that'd be a big red flag to me. My 2 cents spelled with an S, you dummy. Your 2 cents were probably farts and Bengay. Anyway, my 2 cents, and that's from P1 February Jones, which is clever.
Ooh, I like that.
February thinks that I should not talk about it and then get in a relationship and then say, oh yeah, by the way, I go to therapy. I don't care.
That is tricky how that works in a relationship.
But on the show,
maybe she doesn't want you mentioning her at your therapist.
Like, how would that work?
How does what work?
Like, you know, you get in a relationship, you talk about that with the therapist, I guess, but like, do you tell the person, like, I talk about you at the therapist?
I mean,
would you bring it up? I mean, I don't.
I wouldn't like that.
What would
that.
You need to talk about?
Why would you talk about me? I'm not the problem in your life.
At least not initially.
I was in a relationship when I was in therapy, and now I would say this, and I said it, and this is just the facts of it. I'm going to burp.
God almighty. Did somebody let loose, say, a raptor in here?
They
never existed.
They were not. Those were aliens. I go on. I hate even saying this.
This is
just the real reality of it. So I used to go on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, and now it's primarily Wednesdays. And used to, my outlook on that was Monday and Tuesday, when I had Wednesdays, Monday and Tuesday were despair because I got to go do it. And then Thursday, Friday sucked afterwards. So really, the weekend was the only good time.
It's weird. It's like,
I know.
Why is it a horrible week, then?
Why is it a
burden?
Because it's, you're talking about stuff to get it out and figure it out, but you still leave there thinking about that stuff.
It's going to sound bad.
Wait for the book. I'm telling you to be worth it.
You can always live in denial like most of us and have it crash later on.
That's
a river in Amazon. Yes.
Does the therapist ever say, like, you're telling me too much or I don't want to hear certain things?
No, the opposite. That I don't say, she has to pull stuff out of me. God, here I go again.
See, when I went to therapy,
it's a shampoo bottle this week.
I didn't want to talk about it. I got tired of talking about the same old stuff all the time.
Look,
stop bringing it up.
You know, it's funny. Because
why do we have to go back to my parents?
They all change, though. Like, if you're someone that doesn't need it, I am so jealous of you. Like, if your life is just like, I tell you, it's one thing after another. And I'm not saying it's bad stuff. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it's been such a big help for me. Because if I had had it years prior to, I think I'd be probably a better person than I am now.
Well, I think...
Not that I'm a bad person, but I would have adjusted better to stuff.
I think you're definitely...
That sounds bad,
healthier
too.
Than me. But I have to... I closed those doors because it was just too hurtful to keep going through it.
Well,
how do you know if you need it, though, is the thing?
I mean...
Like, I could tell you I don't need it, and I don't think I do, but do I?
Self-realization, maybe. I went for a life coach, and then it turned into that, so...
Oh, that's such a work on some of those, though.
That helped me tremendously.
Like,
although I think how to organize your life, how to do what, when. I mean, with our schedule, like, think about our schedule. All of our friends and this, that, or the other, they're all at work when we get off.
And then
it's like, okay. And then when they get ready to go out, we got to start getting into bed.
Yeah, that's
some of us.
Yeah, and it's just I don't know.
Schedules don't jive. You got no social.
I've also had people tell me that, especially dudes, that, like, you know, they appreciated me talking about it because it made them, you know, think it wasn't such a, you know, in their words, like a bitch thing to do.
Yeah.
And if people call me that, I ain't going to look at the text. I'm going to close the screen. It don't bother me because it's like, it It helps so
yeah,
much.
I don't think that really has anything to do with being male or female to deal with your situation.
Well, yeah, but getting men, my therapist said that. Like, she's probably 70% female. I mean, not her. Her clientele.
She's 100% female.
Her clientele. She's got two men's legs.
Yeah.
Other than that, no.
Men's
a little long.
For me, not dealing with a lot of the stuff that I went through is probably going to crash sometime.
You have to learn how to compartmentalize, I guess.
Well, I have flashbacks of things that happened to me, and I put it aside because I can't, you know, I don't want to feel that way.
Yeah.
So not being specific, but you talk about flashbacks from, like, your whole life, like, years and years ago?
Yeah. Like, something that I did or something that was done to me.
Or things that you ask yourself, like, what is it? Why do I feel this way about this from childhood stuff?
Yeah, I have trust issues.
Like, my biggest revelation.
I couldn't remember what to tell.
Listen to this. This will blow your mind. You know, my therapist made me realize that, like, it makes me. I get it, but it aggravates me too. Is that I was jealous of Jesus with my mom because everything was through church, everything was about church. And I was thinking at some point, like, she cared more about that than she did her son.
But you built up an animosity towards your Savior.
No, it's not that. It was the animosity toward her that
worse.
I had to figure out, like, wow, she, I mean, is a, you know. And she also worked at church, so my mom, music director. So, everything was from that through that filter.
Whatever the situation is, you tell a therapist. Is their ultimate end game to tell you to confront the person about whatever?
No.
Or is it just to, like, you know, get it off your chest?
I mean, mine leaves it up to me, but there's, like, there's crap.
Like, I just don't know if that's ever.
I tell you, man, I'd love to sit here and just spill my guts right now. I would.
I mean, if you feel like it's going to help them,
it won't. It's not.
See, that's me. when I actually talk about the things that happened to me, it just. I don't even want to do it.
I have been broadsided like 6 times in my life.
Oh,
like,
wow!
Complete, not in vehicles, but like whoa, you know, and it's like, and each one. Kind of like compressed, and then finally it was like, God bless, man. Like,
I can only go back so far if it were me. Like, some stuff I just don't even remember.
Yeah,
like childhood.
Not from your childhood trauma.
No, I couldn't. I'm sure some stuff happened, but I don't know.
I'm not referring to like anything like sexual or nothing like that. I mean, I was messed with, but I don't feel as though that. I hate to use the term warped, but yeah. I don't think it did. I think it made me not trust a lot.
Yeah, I could see what they say to him.
And that was also at church, so that could be where those are intertwined.
Yeah.
But that happened to me when I was ever left alone with somebody when I was a kid. And
God bless.
I mean, I had several things.
Time?
Yeah, like a babysitter left me alone with some man, and he did things to me, and... I mean, I don't even want to dwell on things that have happened to me because I'd put it away. Because then you would hate people.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, but certain things you can't release that. I don't want to use the word hate, but like
mild disdain.
No, just like God. I don't know.
We have to take
trust is something that is hard to achieve, and then once you lose it. Getting it back is incredibly difficult.
You never fully get it back, right? There's always in the back of your mind, like, hey.
Yeah.
This person wronged
me.
Yeah,
why should I trust you? Because you're going to do something.
God, I would love to like...
disappoint me, and I know it's going to happen.
Yeah. Hey, it's just... It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot. But not to where, like... It's not a woe is me thing. It's just... It's a good thing. Like, it's stuff to, like, get through. Now, I did have the time when, you know... The one therapist told me that I needed to just, you know, get over stuff. And I'm like, no. That's why I'm here.
Do you think there's a point where you don't go? Like, you get all this out and, like, I don't know what
I look at it differently now. I look at it, I don't wince up about it as much. I keep a notepad in my, don't go through my phone. But I keep a notepad of, like, things that, like, if certain things like calm down or whatever. I've always wondered about this. Like a current thing is why do I? Yeah, it's a lot. All right, we're gonna take a break and we're gonna come back. That sounded so sketchy, and it's not. It's just like I'd love to like fully like say what I wanted to say there, but I can't.
Why?
It's always questions about it, you know.
Because I can't. I can't talk about that stuff.
Oh, I see.
I just have been railroaded.
Save it for the book.
I mean, like I just
heartbreak.
No, not even that. Just
disappointment.
Like, just a lack of trust.
I have that because I think that people are my friends and then they do something sketchy. I get it. That's why I have the same friends that I've had for a very long time and I can trust them.
Like, y'all know what I'm referring to. I just can't talk about that stuff. Like, I cannot and I won't. I can't.
If anybody could, it would have to be you and nobody else.
Well,
and then maybe at some point you would. I don't know.
When you're comfortable and
ready.
It's
not fair to, not the obvious, but situations around that. It's not my place to rekindle bad people's memories.
There's a lot involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel that.
But, I mean, it's, I like to think that it, well, you know, okay. God.
I hate fleeting memories like that, I just say that's in the past. It doesn't define me today.
It doesn't define you, and I just move on. But it comes up, and it's like it puts you back into that place where you were, and you're like, God bless, man.
Yeah.
But it's not something like it's going to go away though, that you can't shake. I feel like.
Yeah. I hope.
And I don't want to bring any of my past situations into the future or the present.
It stays with you. And
when we come back, let's just go into detail about everything.
Yeah.
No, we're going to come up with something different to talk about. And that will be, hold on, I've got more email here. You see what you did February?
That's a lot.
February.
Okay, we're going to talk about the horny college professor that called in. And then also something about a conspiracy mystery here as well, where this guy thinks that he might have been part of one.
Uh-oh.
I know. He didn't even work for Lockheed or anything.
Whoa.
All right, we'll get to that next. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. The email address for the Rise Guys at AOL.com.
Still works.
This one's intriguing. That Matt Man's conspiracy mystery about the missing kid kind of reminded me of myself. I was adopted, and I'm 25 years old. Oddly enough, I never wanted to find out about my birth parents. Y'all mentioned it jokingly, but that's exactly why I never did an ancestry DNA test, because I didn't want to be discovered. Have you ever heard of somebody not caring about being adopted? LOL, I swear I don't. I'm okay never knowing what really happened. Anonymous, I can't give you my real name, but just in case my birth family loves the show. Ha ha ha. Big ups to the guy who found out he had a 20-year-old son and they hang out. I'm glad to hear there are good people still left in the world. I don't want to be cynical, but I do wonder if he was underage, would he still have a relationship with him? I'd like to think so. Also, I have no idea. I had no idea you were Mexican also, so they got me. Ha ha ha. Love the show. Barrel. It's Daryl with a B.
I love that.
That's not real.
B-A-R-R-Y-L.
I think it's
Barrel.
Yes, I swear to God, that's my real name. Barrel.
All right.
Not wow. Barry L, but Barrel, like Daryl with a B. That's fun.
That's right. Old Anonymous found out he had a son who's 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. A wild hookup he didn't remember. Oof. A drug-induced hookup.
Yes, but, like, I don't know that I would want to know. I think I would want to know just for, like, health reasons, but I wouldn't go out and search for them. Like, my parents are my parents, you know what I mean?
You wouldn't be curious if it were, well, obviously, if it were a better situation, you wouldn't want to know, but...
What if it
wasn't?
You
wouldn't want to know either way, would you? If it were worse, you wouldn't want to know.
Yeah.
Like, if...
yeah. Your parents were in prison or something?
Or crackheads?
Your dad was a murderer? Your mother was a prostitute. You don't want to know that.
It's worst case scenario.
Talking about
ways.
The hypothetical situation, yes. Mama, if you're listening. I got to go to the bathroom and I heard this.
Plus, is that offensive to your adoptive parents if you go on a big search? And like, they'll tell you, you know, find your answers, but they might really be hurt, actually.
I mean, I can see if you wanted to find out if you were more predisposed to have breast cancer or something like that, and you need to know.
Well, my parents, which is really good because it makes me younger, but they waited 5 years before they had me. And in the meantime, they took in two orphan brothers that...
Really?
They were white boys, but...
Never heard that.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
I thought you would have mentioned that like at one point.
What happened to them? Do you still talk to them?
I didn't know them. It was before I was born. Oh. It was to get them used to being parents.
Okay, so, they fostered them and they went back to their original parents.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Was it like a church program? Or
it was through Connie Maxwell, Children's Home.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm glad they went back to their parents.
They'd have them only, they'd have them on the weekends and then during the summertime. But yeah, so I think that's a thing they should offer more. And maybe they do and people don't take them up
then
on it.
But,
like,
it
really taught
like
them
test,
a lot.
Test driving children.
Plus, it makes me 5 years younger.
See if you want them or not.
So I wonder if one of the kids were bigger kids, so they would know how to adjust to having a fat son.
Wow, you're mean.
I know, like, you know, just like husky.
He was a little fluffy.
I'm fat now, so it works out.
I mean, no offense to my parents, but so were they.
Yeah. Hide stuff in
so
the crisper.
So if they only wanted to have skinny kids, I'd think that was weird.
That's cool they did that, though, to like,
yeah,
know, let's make sure.
What if they made you be on a diet and they ate whatever they wanted?
They did do that.
they did.
They sent me to the Vitality Center and also the Body Shop.
Lots of practice in, man.
It's like, man, guys, we want to call this a fat camp, but we can't.
What was the dessert that they hid from you?
They told him to peel the skin off his nuggets. That's the best part.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the nugget? The breading. Well, just eat the breading then. I'm like, oh, no. No.
Weirdo.
Take the breading off and just eat the chicken. That's what it was.
Who does that?
Or the one at the, this is at St. Francis. That was the Vitality Shop or Vitality Center. They, that guy told me, he's like, what's your favorite food? And I forget what I told him. He's like, well, when you see it, Imagine it's covered in maggots.
I think you misheard him, but that was close.
Weird.
Either way, it worked.
Misspelled.
Either way, it worked. It was just so weird, like the body shop.
Yeah, little mind tricks to get you to. There was a thing back in the day, they used to get them at Jockey Lots. It's called Diet Power. Whenever you wanted to eat something, you put this up under your nose and it was like smelling salts.
Ew.
And it would just make you so turnt.
Oh.
Not in a good way, but it was called Diet Power.
Is that like the smell things that you guys have?
Smelling salts, yeah.
No, that stinky stuff that you
smell. Oh, liquid ass?
Nuts?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That would work for a diet. You smell that instead of the pizza you're about to eat.
You gotta eat. You gotta eat. You just don't want to eat the bullcrap stuff. If they could come up with something you squirt on like gross food that makes it taste like the food you like, that would be an innovation I'd enjoy.
It's called hot sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
or Heinz 57, I believe, is your favorite condiment.
It's called ranch dressing. You put that on everything and it's good.
It tears me up, man.
Kids love the ranch.
They do.
They do. They put it on everything.
Ranch and ketchup.
Okay.
Whoop.
No.
Got to.
Shoot. I didn't even get to the sexy professor. The
headlines. First headlines went way too long. This was.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah, and we only did one in it. Okay.
I forgot what it was.
This one here, for real, about the sexy professor, and then there's another one on here about God bless, I wish we could read this one. That's all right. It's about a sexual thing that he doesn't like about his girl, and he doesn't really know how to ask her.
Oh, man, that's got to come back.
Yeah, it has to.
Don't delete that.
She leaves
please.
Her shirt on during sex. I'll give you a little taste of that.
Her shirt.
What?
She leaves her shirt on during sex, and he doesn't like that.
Okay.
And he doesn't know how to ask her. I was like, I don't think you ask her. I think you just start take to take it off.
It's kind of like a birthmark, or
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to get him to call in.
All right. Yeah, Terry. All right. What you just heard was real. There's real emails that you sent in. I assume that you did. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. Get them in. God bless. I hated the previous segment prior to this one.
So you learned so much.
Yeah, but you didn't. I just feel like I was just tiptoeing around stuff, and I don't like that. I'd break my toes.
Yeah, but the thing you tiptoed around, you never thought you would. So, but you always learn something.
The tulips. Thank you, Paige.
Yeah.
What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, you want to be a roadie?
No, never. We met roadies. They're miserable.
They hate it. They those old things about, you know, if a girl wants to get backstage or whatever, they got to go through the roadie. That's not the case anymore.
No, they don't always get the smush, you know. No.
Well, you can spend a little over $12,000 to roadie for this band. You'll have to pay them to work for them.
Oh, Lord.
It's slightly
better be Dave Matthews
fantasy
for getting
camp
money's worth.
With baseball players.
The Jordan Fantasy Camp was, but God, that was such a big seller. They don't do these that much anymore.
They don't do those, I think, at all, because one of the guarantees for that was an autograph, and Upper Deck would be there authenticating the autographs.
And then Jordan's like, hang on, man. I got enough money.
I don't need to sign autographs anymore.
I don't need to hang out with middle-aged rich guys.
Did you see him playing golf and he fell in the creek? God, that was great.
I gotta
find it and send it to you. It's Jordan trying to hit a ball out of a little bit of water, and he ends up losing his balance and falls into it.
Oh, man.
Great. All right, the Rise Guys at AOL.com. We'll do some headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.